Thanks to your generosity, the vision to develop the unused land at the back of our Grapevine property into a beautiful, usable space for both our congregation and community has become a reality. The green space, soccer field, basketball courts, and covered pavilion have already been used extensively. In April 2022, we hosted our first community event at the Mission Field. It was the Easter celebration. Hundreds attended, including many families from GCS and our community. To date, the Mission Field has been used for kickball games, soccer, a water gun activity day, and our annual back-to-school bash. It's become the new home for Grapevine Youth Ministry's annual Color Clash. The pavilion has been used for birthday parties and a family reunion. The office is working to get the new grass established well so local soccer clubs can use our soccer field. And soon, we will be able to use the Mission Field to expand our annual fall festival and trunk or treat. A storage container is being delivered to the site to hold all of the outdoor equipment. An outdoor grill will be added very soon, making the area even more usable for church events and cookouts. We are still short of our budgeted goal of $350,000 for the Mission Field. To date, we have raised $334,914. That is $15,086 short of our goal. Please be in prayer for our neighbors and the community around the church, that through the Mission Field we can demonstrate the love of Christ to them, and that they may come to call Grapevine Church of Christ home.
Good morning. All right, so end of October, last Sunday, as we kind of wrap up this Mission Month. But before we do that, before I kind of walk into that, there's a couple of people I want to say hi to. Maybe you noticed over here to my left, Miss Eula's here. We haven't seen Miss Eula in forever, so just say hi to her. Everyone wave to her right now and say hi. Yeah, there she is. That's right. It is good to see her face. Also in attendance this morning, because we saw, Laurie and I saw them walk in. You cannot miss a little baby walking in. We have Dean, Casey, and baby Charlie over here. Yes, the Carpenter family. Which was a really cool, I just saw him walk in, and even I was like, "Oh!" So, yes, it was a cool moment to see that. So say hi to them, and say hi to their baby as well. But it's very good to see them here, to see Miss Eula here, but also to see everyone else as we kind of close out what is Mission Month for us. And hopefully it's been a good month for everyone, as you've seen kind of how we're partnering with our community. And how we're partnering with those in Eastern Europe and those in Central America. And as we think about this kind of last Sunday, I want to give this verse to you. In 2 Corinthians 9, and Justin read verse 7, in 2 Corinthians 9, verses 10, it says this in forward, "He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for your great generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God through us. For the rendering of this ministry not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also overflows with many thanksgivings to God." As we think about this, there's a couple of things that points I want to hit on. First, we saw the Mission Field. The Mission Field, which was a project, if you remember, that we started as COVID hit. That was a great idea, wasn't it? As COVID hit, we were like, let's do something with the field and figure it out. But now that we begin to see it, and we do, we have birthday parties happening back there. We've had a family reunion happen back there. Justin's been using it for his ministry. Nan's been using it for her ministry. We had Fall Festival last week, and if you were a part of that, thank you. Over 350 people were here, and it was crowded. But it was cool to have a space that the kids could run around and an open area that we could be in and have a pavilion for people to sit at. And, you know, not just awkwardly sit at, like, tables that we kind of fashion, but actually tables out there and have a little bit of shade from everything going on. And as we think about kind of the purpose of that, and I think about Paul writing in 2 Corinthians and saying, the sower gives you seed and it will multiply. And from that multiplication will be the outflowing in thanksgiving, not only to the world, but they will see God through you. And we had Isaac's party back there, birthday party a few weeks ago back there, and had people from his baseball team and people from his school, Cannon, there. And it was neat to hear, Laurie and I heard, it was neat to hear them say, wow, this is a really cool space. A couple families were just like, could we use this for our birthday? Sure. How much does it cost? Nothing. It's on us. You always know it's a good parent when the light bulb goes off when you hear free, right? But that's what it's for, right? We gave it the name The Mission Field because we wanted to see it as an outflow of God to our community. And so we have that mission field. We also think about, and I'd be remiss to not talk about the Mission Opportunity Fund. This Mission Opportunity Fund that was started, I believe, 3 years ago by John Howe and the Mission Committee. It's a kind of an extra fund that we can take out of when missionaries have needs that really, we don't have a lot of time to ask the church to take care of. And so we're able just to take care of it out of those funds. The committee can get it and say, hey, we have the money there. Let's do it. They've helped our missionaries in Ukraine with surgeries. And I think at one point to get tires for their car. We've been able to help others around here. I know that Teen Life has come out of the Mission Opportunity Fund at one point to help them with a few things. And to date, we've been able to use about $18,309 from that fund to just extra help that the missionaries didn't know would come up and we didn't know would come up. But because of your generosity, we've been able to do that. And so the Mission Opportunity Fund is this amazing thing that allows the committee to go beyond kind of the budgeted items to help out, to be able to say yes, right? From the seed that you sowed, the sower is the one who supplies water is able to make it grow. And I hope that's what you've begun to see this month. And as we kind of finish out this month, and as the kids do their thing and bring these coins down, which is a really cool thing because my son has been like, every time he sees change, it automatically has to go. We've had guests in our house, and he's uncomfortably telling them, hey, would you like to give money? Right? Good job, man. You know, right? But when we think about what they're giving towards, but also when we think about every Sunday when we see these kids run up here with their exuberant joy and drop, you know, coins and dollar bills and other things. And a couple times I know that when it's just me as a dad, I've had to write IOUs to the church and say, yes, we will give money. Hold on. Dad did not have cash. But it's that important to Isaac to be able to give. And if we think about what we're giving to, it started with, I believe, 3 kids, and now it's like 12 kids, right? And not only that, if we think about Donna here a few weeks ago talking about Kingdom Kids, and it's grown to 825 kids in Nicaragua, in Honduras, and soon Haiti. Just a little bit of seed throwing out of the heart of your generosity. And the one who waters can make it grow. And from that, the community and the world sees God at work. And I hope that's what you've seen during this mission month. And as you see the mission field and look back at it, remember what it was, but now what it is. And as you think about how else you can partner with the mission committee and maybe helping with the Mission Opportunity Fund, a fund that just allows us to take care of people. But if we think about the kids running up here and their joy of giving and how just at the start of, hey, let's just try to do 3 kids. We can do that, right? We can do 3 kids. Before you knew it, it was like, I think we can do 6 kids. All right, cool, let's have 6. At the end of the year, we look, I think we can do 9 kids. Then at the end of that year, let's try 12. From just a little seed, the outpouring happens. And I hope that's what we see in these few weeks that we try to just put a spotlight on all the missions in our area and all the missions and all the things that we're partnering with. That as Paul says this, as Paul speaks to us, to the 2 Corinthians, and just says, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. The increase happens when we decide to throw the seed out. You know, if you remember about a month ago, and I know it's been a while since I've actually preached, I know some of you are saying, thank goodness. I get it. But the last sermon I finished on was the parable of the sower. And it was just this idea of being willing to go beyond ourselves, to throw the seed and let it fall, wherever it may fall, and to see what God is up to as we throw the seed, knowing that that's what we're called to do, is to be the ones who go out with the seed and throw it in all of our encounters, in every opportunity we can find. Let's throw the seed. An opportunity comes to us that we can say yes to. Let's say yes to it. Why? Why not? We follow the one who can do anything. We follow the one who can raise a man from the dead. And hopefully this month, that's what you're seeing. This is a church. We believe in that. We believe in the one who can cause multiplication. We believe the one who goes beyond the ideas of math to say, watch what I can do with just one. Watch what I can do with just two. Watch what I can do with the hearts of kids. Watch what I can do. That's really cool. And I think this month we're starting to begin to see that. And so hopefully this month, God has been working in you. The Spirit has been stirring in you. The Spirit has been hopefully working in your heart a little bit to opening you up, to just listen to the Spirit's calling in your own life, to what maybe God is up to in your life, to what maybe God is calling you to in your life. How can you partner with the things that you see here? But it's a really cool thing to see this month and to think about all the joy and life that's going on back in that backfield, which before, let's be honest, it was a little bit of a desolation. And now it's become this beautiful green grass. As we think about the joy of our kids, what started out as something so small has blossomed into something so amazing that we all look forward to it, I think, every Sunday. But it's a really cool thing. We're about to show a video, and then after that, Bob Burkle, the head of our mission committee, is going to come up with some closing thoughts. But I want to say a prayer over this. Father, we thank you for this morning, and Lord, we thank you for time together. And Lord, we thank you that you are our God, you are our power, you are our grace. And Lord, as we have gone through this whole month, and as we've seen everything that we're attempting to do, the things that we're partnering with, Lord, we are reminded that in all things, we are your workers, and that you've called us to get out there. And Lord, I pray that we continue to get out there, that we continue to believe in you, that we continue to know that you cause multiplication. And so, Lord, may we be that kind of people. Bless us, open our hearts, our minds to your Spirit. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.
As we wrap up Missions Month, let's consider all the ways your generosity blesses those in need. Through FriendSpeak, Regeneration, Grapevine Christian School, the Coat Giveaway, and the Spanish Ministry, our physical building allows us to share the love of Jesus with our local community. Your gifts reach out into the Metroplex through Journey to Dream, Teen Life, Main Street Church of Christ, and Christ Haven Home for Children. Contributions for our Nicaraguan missionaries, the Stewarts, and the Kingdom Kids, as well as Reach Out Honduras, support and bless people needing the good news of Jesus in Central America. Through EEM, your gifts help take the Word of God to Eastern Europe and beyond, and your support of our missionaries in Ukraine shares hope and encouragement with our Ukrainian brothers and sisters. Gifts toward the mission field allow our presence in our community to grow. And finally, gifts toward the Mission Opportunity Fund allow our missions team to quickly respond to support unique needs. You can give contributions toward these mission points by cash or check at the contribution box in the foyer. You can also make contributions online in just a few easy steps. Online giving through our website is very simple and secure. When using a cell phone, it will look like this. scan the QR code in your prayer guide or weekly bulletin. You will go to this screen. In the first field, enter your full donation amount. Next, click the down arrow on the right to select how you would like your donation applied. Scroll down to select the correct fund. If you are donating to multiple funds, you can click the plus sign to split your donation between multiple accounts. Then click Next. Enter your credit or debit card information and click Submit. When using a tablet or computer, it will look like this. Go to our website, grapevinechurch.com. Under the Resources tab at the top, click Online Giving. Enter your donation amount. Click the down arrow on the right to select how to apply your donation. You can also use the plus sign to split between multiple accounts. Click Next, then enter your payment information and click Submit. Thank you for giving generously. Your gifts support the incredible work happening through our community and world as we share the good news of Jesus Christ.
Thank you again for listening to us as we presented over the last 4 weeks the different things we're doing in the missions. First, we talked about the in-house missions, which was week one, moved on to our local community outreach was in week two, Central America is week three, and then Eastern Europe with emphasis on Ukraine in week four. The key thing you need to remember is our goal. Our goal is that each of us, as Christians, do our part to share the love of Jesus and spread the gospel within our sphere of influence. So what are the results so far? Well, because of you, people are learning English as a second language. Because of you, we've established a Spanish-speaking church here based in Grapevine. Because of you, people will have coats to keep warm this winter. Because of you, people will receive counseling and learn about the healing power of Jesus. Because of you, children will be brought up and learn a Christian education in the Grapevine Christian School. Because of you, people will get help, both humanitarian help and spiritual help, in Central America, Eastern Europe, and Ukraine. And because of you, we have a new mission field where we can reach out to the community here from this church to touch other people and to express the love of God to them. What does God say about giving? Well, we've heard that today. Justin read that scripture in 2 Corinthians 9:7. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Acts 20 and 35, in everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak. Remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. In Luke 6 and 38, it says, give, and it will be given unto you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For the measure you use, it will be measured to you. And finally, in 2 Corinthians 9:6, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will reap generously. Now, none of these scriptures talk about money per se, and the things you need to ask yourself is, how can I help? And I would suggest it would be in time, talent, and treasure. But the first thing you can do, all of us can do, is we can all pray. We need to pray and ask God specifically, how can we as individuals help spread the gospel from Grapevine here to the people in the community and throughout the world? Second thing is you need to ask God, how can you individually participate in making this mission and goal happen? The next thing is volunteer. There's so many opportunities that are available right now. In the back, we can write notes. Coming up, we have the coat drive. We have other kinds of activities. It doesn't take any money. All it takes is just your time and your volunteer. One thing that am doing is I'm participating in a men's Bible study, and it's called Wingmen. It was started by a Dallas Cowboy named Jason Witten, and it's a really good Bible study, and it's very, very fulfilling. And one of the things that he said, and I really would like to quote this, he said, listen, you know, you have to get off the bench and you need to get into the game, which basically says you need to go out and apply the knowledge that you have. Just don't sit there. Get up and do something. And so that something may be some of these programs that we've described here, or maybe something else that you're doing that we're not a part of, but perhaps we can help support you in that. And so those two things first is what you should consider. And finally, obviously, you know, we've asked for money. It takes money to make this everything work. Money is, business term, fungible. You know, it can be used in order to be able to realize certain results. And so all of the missions that you've seen here before, we provide funds from the Treasury. But if you want to do something above and beyond that, you can do that as well, as was demonstrated in the video. One thing to remember, if you will, is, as I heard this in our Bible class that I had a couple of Fridays ago, you can give without loving, but you can't not love without giving. So I'll say that again. You can give without loving, but you can't love without giving. And so sort of think about that. Take that into your heart. Because remember, God loved us so much to give us his son, Jesus. Jesus loved us enough in order to be able to give his life so that we could be with him someday in heaven, have eternal life. So remember, it's not about money. God wants your heart. He wants all of you, your heart, your soul, your everything. And that's what we're talking about here. But the results we're seeing is the results that you know, we've demonstrated today. So as you go, take a look at this. This is a very good brochure that Justin put together and talks about our programs, and we want you to get involved. But let's get to first things first. Have you accepted Jesus, your Lord and Savior? Have you been baptized and have your sins washed away from you so you could have a new life in him? Or if you are a Christian, you know, have you had and noticed certain things in your life that aren't right that you'd like to get right and corrected with God and with Christ? So whatever your needs may be at this time, we're going to sing a song. And during that time, if you have anything that you'd like to discuss, please come forward, and one of the elders would be able to meet with you at this time.